Okay, today's shiur is Bechoras Daf Lamed Daled, and again, today's shiur is sponsored. This month's shiur is sponsored Lili Nishmas, Mr. Leo Schachter, Yitzhak Aryeh Ben Menachem Mendel, sponsored by his children, by his grandchildren and great grandchildren, the Osteen, Tannenbaum, Braun, Leichtag, and the Greenberg families. We thank them for the sponsorship. Okay, we are on Lamed Gimel of Abay. There's a couple of lines up from the bottom, but I just wanted to go over a few lines from yesterday on the top, because I'm not sure if I explained it clearly. Just on the top line, just the four lines on the top of Amud Beis, on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara had quoted three different a brisa with the three lines about margil. Now, margil, is one allowed to skin the animal? Machlokas Rashi Rambam we saw. Let's go with Rashi Pshat, skin the animal from the legs in a way that one could take off the entire skin of the animal to use it for a node, to use it for a container. And that's not appropriate. And we said that Beishamai said it's not appropriate by Bechor, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon said it's not appropriate by Psulei Magdashim. So we asked, why didn't we just say that each of them hold like the other one? And the brisa is authored by one of those shitas. So we said, well, Bechor has its own uniqueness. And then, just on top, we said Psulei Magdashim has its own uniqueness. Right? We said, Velukmei Kula Kareb Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Why isn't the whole brisa like Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who said it by Psulei Magdashim? Why wouldn't he say it by Bechor also? So the Gemara said, Dilma Adka, Lakamar, Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Asim, Ela, Psulei Magdashim, Da Alimi Limitfas Pidyono. Maybe only by Psulei Magdashim, which has the concept of Pidyon, so that's where there is, that's where he says that there is an Isser. It's so strong, it's so kadosh, that its value can be transferred to money. Aval Bechor, Delo Alam, Limitfas Pidyono, but we have had in the past, that if something is weaker so that it's not able to transfer its Kedusha. And that's why maybe Bechor, the lo alo mitfis pidyona, lo, you wouldn't say that there's an Isser by Bechor, because it's not as strong. So the Gemara then says, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, but one second, so you're telling Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon has the attitude that Psulei and Magdashim have Kedusha, so you're going to tell me, less like Psulei and Magdashim, Nekarim ve'idlis v'nishkalim balitra, we know Psulei and Magdashim, even though they have Kedusha, they could be sold in the regular marketplace because the profit goes to the Hektish. Alma Kiva Dika Ravkala Hektish Sharile. So why wouldn't we allow Margil by Psulei Magdashim? Because somebody who knows that they could skin the animal at once and they can make a lot of money that way, so why don't we wouldn't we allow that? Wouldn't that make a lot of money for Hektish? Allowing the Margil, just like we allow the selling in the shuk and on a regular scale. So the Gemara answered to that, Amar Amari Breda Ravina, Masha Mashpiach Bar Pagamba Basar. The net profit is not going to be gained, because even though somebody would pay more to do that skinning, but when one skins that way, they have to cut into the meat, into the flesh, and therefore there's not going to be as much of a shevach to Hektish, and that's why we still wouldn't allow it. The price would be offset. Okay, just wanted to clarify that, and now let's go to where we're up to. Okay, a couple lines, 6-7 lines up from the bottom. We are up to Va'od Hacha. So we said the Gemara yesterday tried to put together the context of putting a Balmum into an animal that is about to get very sick, and he might get another mum, right? Achsu dam. And we wanted to connect all of those opinions, whether you're not allowed to do anything, or you're allowed to do it only in a place where it's not going to make a mum, or you're allowed to do it as long as it's davar shehinu miskaven, all the different days. So the Gemara wanted to connect that to the Mishnah in Maseches Trumos in the case where one has safek truma. What do you do by safek truma? Do you protect it as if it's truma? Do you do the opposite because you want to use it for something, so let it become tameh, or something in the middle? So we wanted to connect the two, and the Gemara said, no, each context is unique and independent. So first we gave svaras just now, that the contexts are independent. Whatever you say in context A, you will not say in context B. So now the Gemara says, not only are the svaras different, but there might be marmakomos, there might be sources in each context that keep it separate. Va'od, and that's what we're up to now, v'hacha b'kray pligi, v'hacha b'kray pligi. In each context, it's darshaning psukim. So that's why we can't compare the context. Damar b'chia bar Abba Amar Yochanan. Hakol modim. Everybody agrees. Rashi on this hakol modim has an important formulation that's important for yesterday's daf. But again, let's read the Rashi here. Who's everybody agrees? Rashi on the first wide line. Hakol modim. Rabbanan nami. Afagav de pligi b'bechor sh'ach zudam. Even though the Rabbanan who say that by a bechor, in our context, that is ill, the lo havia make is da matul mum b'mal mum, that's not a problem. Why? Here's the formulation. De ein lecha ba mum gadol heimenu shehare yamus. You know why there might be flexibility by this case of Balmum? Because this Ke'ilu, it already is a Balmum. It's about to be injured, it might die, something might happen. So that's where there's flexibility by Hatolas Balmum in the case of Achzudam. Because this Ke'ilu, it's already a Balmum. So everybody agrees, even the Rabbanon who say that would agree in the following context that there's still an Isser. Hakomo din b'machametz amachametz. We know there is an Isser to be machametz a karban mincha. When is allowed to bring a mincha, lo se'afech chametz. Yes, there are one or two exceptions to the rule, certain loaves by Toda and the shtei halechem. But other than that, there's an isser of chametz by mincha, even by the shirayim, as the moni hamitzvos count. So hakom odim b'machametz acha machametz. Let's say somebody kneaded the dough as it was leavened, so that's one isser, and then baked the dough. Somebody else baked the dough. They're both chayiv. So hakom modim b'machametz acher machametz shehu chayev. Dichsiv lo se'afech chametz v'lo se'aseh. So it has separately baking and processing. One second, baking is part of the se'aseh. Why does it say it separately? To tell us that you're chayev for each and every one. Sometimes, if the Torah says a general isser, and then says a specific isser, is to teach us that you're chayev for each and every one. Right? Most notably, we know that by the isser of Malacha Shabbos. Right? The Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nassan, about why does it say separately Havara? Why does it say Los Varo Eish Bechol Mosh Vosechem and Parshat Vayakel? It says Los Asachol Malacha. That's to teach me, at least according to some of the Tanoim, Lachalik Yatzas, that each and every Malacha on Shabbos, if I do 10 Malachas, I'm chayev 10, even though it says Los Asachol Malacha. How do you know that? Because it says one separately. One that says one separately, that's Megala, then each and every one is independent. So here too, the fact that it doesn't just say lo se'aseh, it also says lo se'afeh, that teaches me that each and every stage is chayev by itself. So the Rabbanan who say that if you put a mum onto a bal mum, even they who say that you're not going to be chayev there, agree by mechametz acher mechametz. B'misaris acher misaris. Also, the issur of castration, of destroying or mutilating the reproductive organs of an animal, of a person. So that issur of misaris acher misaris, if one person mutilates them to a certain extent, and then another person qualitatively affects them another stage, so again, they're both going to be mechayev. Because again, the pasuk says umauch v'kasus v'nasuk v'karus by the context of all the bali mumin in Parshas Emor. Imal kore is chayev al anosek l'kol shekein. If one is chayev for totally detaching part of the reproductive organs, so then al anosek l'kol shekein. Even for semi-detaching, then surely fully detaching, one is going to be chayev for. So what do you have to mention both of them? There's a question about what exactly Kores and Noseg are, but either way, it's different levels of detachment. Ella lahavi Noseg achar Kores shuchayev. It's to include, even if it's already semi-detached and somebody finishes the job and detaches, that's also going to be chayev. So in both of these contexts, even if there's already, let's say, a problematic situation, and then I deepen the problem, and I extend the problem, that's going to be chayev daraisa. We don't say, oh, it's already problematic, it's already done. So in those contexts, everybody agrees. But the machlokes is going to be here. Lo nechleku ela b'matil mum b'bal mum. If there's an animal that is a bal mum, and a matil mum and a bal mum. So that's the question. To Rabbi Meir, and this relates to the rush that we ended shir with yesterday, which Rabbi Hashem will repeat. To Rabbi Meir, savar kol mum lo yihi abo. So Rabbi Meir holds that kol mum, it could have said mum lo yihi abo. Kol mum includes, even in this case, even if there's already a bal mum, you still have an iser daraisa to be matel mum. Kol mum lo yihi abo. And that's why Rabbi Meir says in our discussion that one is limited, right? Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah, one is not allowed to be makiz dam in a place, she'osin bo mum. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. V'rabbanan savri tamim yela ratzon. Rabbanan say, no, the isser of hatalas mum is only by a tam animal. Tamim yela ratzon, and that's why don't put a mum in it. But if it's not a tam, so then there's not going to be an isser daraisa. Fine. So that's the machlokes, and that's the context by Bechor. So that's not applicable to the case of Truma, specifically by Bechor. There are Hadi Darshan Lepsukim. Rabbi Meir, Hai Tamim Yelaratza Mai Avilei. What does each one do with the other one's Pasik? So what is Tamim Yelaratza, and what does Rabbi Meir do with that? Doesn't that tell me that it only applies by a Tam? Miboilei Lemute Bamu Meikaro. That's to exclude if there's an animal that has a mum before it was Huktash. So there, a mayor would agree, as we had Mishnayos earlier. If it has a mum before the Hakdasha, so then even the Kedusha is flawed to begin with, and it doesn't have Kedusha Zaguf, and that's why there would not be an Isser in that case of Hatalas Mum. Even Rabbi Meir would agree to that. Ba'amum Meikaro, says the Gemara, you need a pasuk to teach me that pshita. Dikla ba'amahu. That's just literally, it's like a palm tree. Of course it doesn't have Kedusha. It has a mum before it was Hukdash. You don't need a pasuk to tell me there's an Isra Talas mum on a table. Right? Obviously. There's no Isra. You don't need a pasuk to teach me that. So it has to be something else. So let's just do the next line. Ela lemute. Okay, so you're right. What does your mayor use it for? Lemute psuli amukdashim la'achar pidyonim. To exclude psuli amukdashim, even Rabbi Meir would agree, if a carbon gets a mum, and then it was nifte, and then a matal mum, that's not an isadaraisa. Psuli amukdashim la'achar pidyonim. Why do I need a pasuk to teach me that? Sa'akadai dachamina ho'al va'asiri b'gizi b'avoda b'mumin lo litzri. I might think there's still a remnant of treating it with Kedusha, right? There's an Isser of shearing it and Avoda, so maybe I should say there's also an Isser of Matal Mum B'Kachim Kamash Malan. There isn't. So that Havamina Maskana is interesting. What's the Havamina? What's the Maskana? So we just alluded to this already yesterday. Maybe the Havamina Maskana has to do with that discussion of Tosfos and Maseches Beitza. The Havamina is maybe the Isser of Giza Avoda is really a remnant of the original Kedusha, and therefore Atalas Mum also that Isser would apply. Kamash Malan? Kamash Malan, this is an Isser Chadash. Kamash Malan, that this Isser of Giza Avoda has nothing, this is not Hadra La Isser Kama. This is not the original Isser coming back, but it's something new. Maybe that's the Havamina Maskana. Or maybe, everybody agrees. The Havamina is that, yes, it's related to the Isser, original Isser, and therefore you should have the Isser of Baal Mum. Kamash Malan, it is related to the Isser, but the Isser of Hatalas Baal Mum still doesn't apply. It's weakened enough so that the Isser wouldn't apply. Different ways to read the Havamina and the Maskana. So the Maharid al-Ghazi here asks, I have another possibility for Rabbi Meir. Why do you have to come up with Suleim Mekdashim La'achar Pidyonam? What about a Tzmura? What about a Tzmura? Tzmura, we're going to learn, Be'ez Hashem, in Maseches Tzmura, that is chal on a Baal Mum. What if I have a karbon, and I maimir it on a Baal Mum? So that animal has Kedusha, right? So that weight may be there, but it's a Baal Mum already. So, and it's a Baal Mum kind of like right when you were Makdash it. So maybe that's the case, where a mayor would agree that there's no Isra of Atalas Baal Mum on a Baal Mum that was the Kedusha was created based on its, and that's not Dikla Ba'alma, because it gains Kedusha, that's the Chiddush of Tzmura. Tzmura is even Chal on a Baal Mum. So some Achronim suggest, the Yad David answers, that maybe the Chiddush is no, maybe there would be an Isra of Atalas Mum there. Why? And this is, again, the Lumdus of Tzmura. Even though generally a Baal Mum with that Mi'ikaro would not be, that would be Dikla Ba'alma, but that's the Chiddush of Tzmura, that this Kedusha is paralleled after the source animal. And therefore, even though normal Baal Mum Mi'ikaro would not be included, maybe this would be. The Kibbutz in Eschadish B'Tzmura, Shi'chala Al-Bali Mumin, that's already the Torah's B'chadish, that Kedusha could be Chal on a Baal Mum. Usually if I have a Baal Mum, I can't be Makdash it. But if it's flowing from the other animal, I can be. Tumur is chalana baal mum. So memela tumur is baal mum. Hari hu kitmima. Maybe that would be a halacha. Ukamosha esal tmima. So Rabbi Meir shimhito bo mamal asmum chayev. Maybe Rabbi Meir would not be moda in this case. Maybe Rabbi Meir would say an achinami. By this baal mum of tmura, there would be an isadaraisa. Right? Because that's not like a regular case of baal mum meikaro, because that's the chiddush of tmura. So that's a fascinating chiddush in what the Gemara could have answered for Rabbi Meir. So that is all Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir's shita is that there's an Isra of Atalas Baal Mum even on a Baal Mum. Based on the pasuk of Ko Mum, what's excluded? Psuli HaMakdashim after Pidyon. Rabbi Meir would agree in that case that there's no Isra Daraisa. So now let's talk about the Rabbanan shita. V'Rabbanan Nami Haksiv Ko Mumam Liyabo. So what do the Rabbanan do with the inclusionary Ko Mum? What do they include? Right, because they excluded by Matal Mum Baal Mum. Ligrama Hudaasi. They include that to include indirect Hatalas Mum. Usually, almost every Isser in the Torah, it's only Isser Daraisa if I do it directly. If I do it indirectly, it's not an Isser Daraisa. Right? By Nezek, that's a Shaila. Right? We know by Nezek, Grama, but he's up in his putter. Is there an Isser Nezek Begrama? So that's not 100% clear. That might be an Isrin as a begrama. But by most cases, Hilchas Shabbos and the like, if I do an Isr begrama, it's not an Isr daraisa. But sometimes we have one or two contexts where the Torah goes out of its way to include grama even on a daraisa level. And this is one of them. Hatalas mum. Call mum even if I did it in an indirect way. L'grama u'da'asi, d'tanya, mum lo yiyabo, ein li ela shalo yiten bo mum. Minayin shalo yavi, how do I know? How do you bermatul mum v'grama? So minayin shalo yavi dveilo u'batzeik, I'm going to take some dough, I'm going to put it behind the animal's ear, and I'm going to put it with the other animals in the pen. So I know that some of the other animals are going to nibble at the dough, and they're also going to nibble at the animal's ear. And that way they're going to be create a mum. So that's an iser d'oraisa. What did I do? What do you mean, what did I do? How do I know that's included in the Isser Doraisa of Atalas Mum? Tamalomar, Kol Mum. Echad Mum, V'echad Kol Mum. So that includes Grama in the Doraisa. There are other Isserim that this might apply. This might apply by Sirus too. Indirect. Right? That if there's a side effect of certain medicines of Sirus, question is how much, what type of medicine it is, but that also, that might be grama, but serious idea grama. Or, let's say, giving an animal to a non-Jewish veterinarian, right, to be Masaris. So, the post can talk about grama. I put it into that situation. It could be that it's better for me to be makne, the animal. For sure, buy an animal after it's misuras. But if that's the case, to be makne the animal to the guy. Because any type of serious, even ayidei grama, right? The two nafkaminas of indirect that would be included is number one, really physically indirect, or even amir la'akum, right? Amir la'akum might be also daraisa in certain contexts. If I say the malacha, the iser is about the result and not as much about the maisa. That's what grama, including grama on a daraisa level, reflects that the iser is not about the act; it's about the result. And then it doesn't matter if it's indirect or direct. Even it's pointed out by the mefarshim. That there are some melecha Shabbos, even though on Shabbos we know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, grama only direct is usher, but grama is mutter. Remember the context in Shabbos about kibui, Gemara talks about, and in that context talks about Shem Hashem ayidei grama, right? If somebody has Shem Hashem written on their arm, are they allowed to take a shower? But there are some melecha Shabbos that inherently are grama-ish. And yet you're still chayev. The Gemara says that by one of them. The Gemara in Baba Kama, by Zoreh with a hay, winnowing, right? If I throw it up in the air, I use the wind. But that's daraisa. That's the malacha. That's the right, one of the only contexts that malach machsheves is a chumra. Malach machsheves is asr Torah, and this is exactly what the Torah says is asr. But there are other malachas that are inherently somewhat grama-ish. Bishol, right? I just put something on the fire. The fire cooks it itself. What did I do? Seda. Say that some achronim point out, what I just put the net, and now the animal, you know, is caught. So there is a discussion already in the Rishonim. Is the Issa Daraisa of Seda only if the animal's caught as I put the net down? What if it's caught an hour later? Is that grama or is that not grama? Or is that direct Seda? So, but inherently, fundamentally, the Issa of Shabbos is only Issa Daraisa if it's direct, but not an Ayde Grama. But here, by Atalas Mum, that's the Chiddush of the Rabbanon, that even an indirect way of putting a Mum on an animal is included in the Issa Daraisa. The Menachas Chinuch, though, assumes, and he's taking a stand on the alumnus of Grama, when we say Grama is included. So is that saying, there's still a difference between doing it directly and doing it indirectly, but even indirectly is included. Or is the Torah being mechadesh that even indirectly, it's ki'ilu you did it directly? Lamai nafkamina, minchas chinuch. You can get malchus for grama. Is there going to be malchus for matil mum al yedei grama? The minchas chinuch assumes no. Minchas chinuch assumes no. It's asr daraisa, but you're not going to get malchus because you can't get malchus if you didn't do the act directly. That's the minchas chinuch here in Reish Pei Zayin. But the Yisra Vatalas Mum, Reish Pei Zayin, the Menachas Chinuch says in Sif Yud, he writes, V'nirali da'af da'asir grama min ha-Torah mikol makom eno chaya malchus im hutal mum bigramaso de'lo matzinu she'ichayev ala grama b'shem makom. You never see it. You know, the answer might be, you're never chayev daraisa for grama. But maybe in Achinami, maybe in the context of daraisa grama, you would be chayev. But that's the Menachas Chinuch assumes is a davar pasha. So the Rav Pashut that you would not get Malkus to do the Malachai de Grama, even if it's going to be Aser de Oraisa. Good. So that is all where the Tanoim argue by Bechor based on Psukim. So now we have also in the other context, by Truma. Right, that's what Gemara is saying. Each one is based on drushes, and therefore there's not going to be a parallel between them. So fourth line, Hacha b'kray pligi. So here too, by truma, by guarding truma, it is a machlokes tanoim, based on drushes. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, v'chein Amar Yish Lakish, v'chein Amar of Nachman, Amar Abba Bravua, v'ani, hinei nesati lecha, es mishmeres trumosai. I have given you the guarding of my trumos. So trumosai. So it could be, there's no vav after the mem. So it could be read, meaning it's written as trumasi, my truma, the singular. But we pronounce it as trumosai, which is my trumas, in plural, my truma. So that's the machlokas here. Do you go by yeshem lemikra or yeshem lemesara, how it's read or how it's written? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, b'shtei trumas, hakaz medaber, the Torah, you go by how it's read, and therefore it's plural. You go by two trumas. You have to guard two trumos. Achas truma tahora, v'achas truma tiluya. Whether you have truma tahora or tiluya, safek truma, both of those has to be guarded. V'yamar achman, avela shimur. And the Torah says that there needs to be shimur by both of those trumas. By tahora, obviously, but even by suffing truma. That's why Rabbi Eliezer said in the Mishnah that if it becomes suffing tuma, you gotta put it away. You gotta cover it up. You have to guard it. Right? Even though you can't use it for anything. Right? You can't eat it because maybe it's tameh. You can't be mezalif it. Maybe it's tahar. But you can't do it for anything. Doesn't matter. There's inherent potential tahara status in this chefsa. And the Torah says that's more important. It's more important to take care of the chefsa than to use it. So that's Rabbi Eliezer's drasha. They're both included. V'Rabbi Yeshua, truma siksiv. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, but it's read. It can be written, read as it's written, truma si, only yachin, and therefore only truma tahora has to be guarded. But by truma safik, so Rabbi Yeshua says, no, that doesn't have to be guarded, and that's why Rabbi Yoshua said, Yani chedem akam atorfa, yigalena, right, not a problem. So they each darshan psukim, and therefore cannot be brought to other contexts. Says the Gemara Lameimer, Rabbi Eliezer Sava Yeshim Lemikra. Is that really true? Rabbi Eliezer in other contexts says that you go by how it's read. So here he goes by how it's read, plural, trumosai, my trumos, but veramini. Didn't we learn, right, we're not going to get into all of the Eshem Lemikris from Masechta Sanhedrin, or Sukkah, V'ramini, but didn't we learn in the Brisa from Masechta Kedushin, Bevigdo Ba, in the context of Yi'ud, when an Amma Ivriya is taken and the Adon, or the Adon's son, has to do the special type of marriage in the context of Shivchus by Yi'ud, right? The Torah describes it in Shmos Chafalov. So, Bevigdo Ba. So what is that talking about? We darshin Kivan, Shepirish, Talisu, Alea, Shuvein, Rasha, Lamachra. There's some limitation of Bevigdo Ba, right? Rashi explains on the fourth line, Sheyia da Adon La'ama Ha'ivriya, right? The Adon married the Amma Ivriya, Vinasa, and then he's not allowed to do something. So after he does Yid, so Machlokas Tanoim, is he not allowed to be mocher her after Yid has been done? Let's say the marriage dissolved somehow. So now she can no longer be sold to Shifchus after Yid? Or is that she only cannot be sold to Shifchus after Shifchus, but not Shifchus after Yid? As we'll see. Let's see. So one way to darshan bevigdoba is from the word beged, from the word clothing, garment. Bevigdoba, that's how it's read. Bigdo beged. Kivin Shapiris Teliso Alel, once he puts his beged over her as an act of marriage, we'll get back to that. Shuvan or Shalom Achra Div Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you go by how it's read. And you darshan it as marriage. And that's the shita of Ein Adam Mocher Bito L'Shifchus Acher Ishus. Right? That's the shita in the Tanaim that once she had Yud, she can no longer, the Am Evriya, be sold into Shifchus again. That's Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Elazar Omer, no. You go by how it's written. By how it's written from the word Bogad, like treason. right? Once he was a trader, meaning dafka, if he sold her into shifchus, so then he cannot sold her into shifchus again afterwards. Kivan shebagad ba shuv ina rashay lamachra. That's the other sheet that Rashi quotes here. Ina the mochra is bito l'shifchus achar shifchus. Avalachar ishus masi l'zvunei. But after ishus, he would be able to. Question mark. But we see from there that Rabbi Eliezer goes by how it's written. So why, by truma, does he go by how it's read? Well, let's just finish the line, and then we'll come back to the year discussion. Okay, you're right. There's a different way that Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer darshan the psukim to have the machlokas by suffix truma. Rabbi Yeshua savar, Yeshua darshins from the word lecha, nasati lecha. Haru'uya lecha shmar, v'sheina ru'uya lecha lo tishmar. Whatever is ra'ui for you to use, truma tahora, that you have a mitzvah to guard, and if not, if it's not roy for you, then you don't have a mitzvah to guard it. Shere b'yukha lo tishmar. Rebbe Eliezer ha'anami ru'uyehi. And Rebbe Eliezer says, as we alluded to yesterday, no, this is also ru'uyeh. It's only suffix truma. Why? Shema yavo elio yitarena. Right? Maybe elio and will come and be mitarit. Which, it's fascinating that this is in a halacha context, but the hashkafa of Am Yisrael, you know, comes in into the halacha. Shema, yeah, what, Eliyahu HaNavi hasn't come for thousands of years. What, do you think he's going to come today? I'm going to save this truma, suffix truma? That's how a Jew lives. A Jew lives every day. The afopi, sheyisbameya, imkozeh achakalo b'choye b'sheyavo. Right? That's so the Rambam says that in Hilchas Malachim and also in the Pirush Mishnayos, part of the mitzvah the mitzvah is not only to hope for Mashiach, but to expect Mashiach. And hope. Right? And this is reflected in halacha. Right? But we know, Yom Anev Kulo Aser. Right? The second day of, Pesach is all Aser in the Chadash. Why? Because Shema, next year, we're gonna have the Beis HaMikdash and we're gonna get confused. Who says we're gonna have the Beis HaMikdash next year? Maybe it'll be in 1,000 years. The answer is no. We believe it could be any day. Any day. Right? And the Shita of, I think it's the Shita of Rebbe in Maseches Tainis, that Kohanim are never allowed to drink wine. Why? Why can't they drink wine? Because maybe they'll have to do the Avodah today. They'll do the Avodah today? They didn't ever drink wine. Unbelievable. Right? We might not paskin that way. But either way, all of these halachas reflect the deep belief that Am Yisrael have, Tzipisa Yeshua. It's not just a nice hashkafic message and one of the six questions we're going to be asked in Shabbos Laman Aleph. But no, it has to do with halacha. It has to do with the basis for various, halachas. But either way, that's the machlokas. The mitzvah of, let's just go a little backwards in order here. The mitzvah of Shmiras Truma, right, there's a mitzvah to be Shomer Truma, the Ramban, and his Talmidim quote this afterwards, the Ramban at the beginning of Maseches Chulin says, when the Torah says Mishmeres Trumosai, in an ideal sense, the mitzvah of Shmira, the word Shmira always means guard it so it doesn't even become into the world of Suffolk. Right, that's Shmira. The Ramban in Chulin, on the first daf. Rabban says, when it says Shmiras Kodshim, Shmiras Truma, that's the real mitzvah. Okay, to extend it to Safek is a chiddush. But the Rabban says, he's talking about in the context of Kodshim. Shmira means don't even let it get into the state of suffix. That's Shmira. Again, here is the extension of it that we have to take care, even suffix truma. We mentioned a few weeks ago when we spoke about Eim HaVatlan as L'Chadchila, that some Achronim say, based on earlier sources, that even if you want to say that the Isra of Eim HaVatlan as L'Chadchila, like Rov Rishonim say that that's an Isra Durabanan, not like the Ravid, who says it's Daraisa. Rov says it's Darabanan, but maybe by Truma it's Daraisa, because of this Pasuk. Mishmeres Truma Soi. There's a mitzvah Daraisa to guard Truma, so that includes not being Mevatel Truma. If Truma becomes Batel, then fine. But the Avni Miluim writes, just as the example that we often quote, the Avni Miluim and a tshuva in the back says that everybody would agree that you're not allowed to be Mevatel Truma Daraisa. Mi Daraisa, this is to be Mevatel Truma. Right, our pasuk. And he quotes that from the Rambam in Ilchos Trumos. Right, so you might say that's also grama. What am I doing? I'm just putting it into a situation where it's going to be batel. But that could be included, right? Could be included here. Just like the Rabbanan included the Isser of Hatolas mum al yidei grama. So maybe Shmira includes the isser of being isser of destroying truma yidei grama, which would be kind of bittel. Good. Now let's go back a few lines. Pires taliso aleha. So this is a reference, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, of some type of act of marriage. Pires taliso aleha. The Rishash in Kiddushin, where this comes up, right? This also is in Kiddushin Yuchas. The Rishash says, ah, pires taliso. This is the makar for what we call badekin. This is the makar, right? This Gemara. Venirali dimizeh yatza minag. Actually, not exactly what I'm saying about Tekken, but he says, I don't know exactly what they did in Vilna in the 1800s, the Rishash. This is where the minhag comes from, to cover the kala with a certain type of hinuma. So we're suggesting that that's it. The yashra minhag b'miksas, miksas mikomos, shigam hachasan, holech im hakruim lachasosa. There it is. The chasan goes with the wedding party to cover her. V'tov haya shehu ba'atzma yichasena. Right, it's good that if he does it himself, the nireh, the zeu shamer rus ufarasta kunafecha alamasecha, ratzalomer kanfei kususcha. Aval nireli, but he says that's where the minna comes from, and that's where, and that's maybe there's a minna, that's a shita of nisuin, and that's why the chassid should do it. But he says really the gemara is not really talking about marriage. Aval nireli, the priestess bega lohayer noh grak beyiud. And this is, again, a big topic in Kiddushin, the relationship between Yud and regular marriage. Yud is a special type of marriage. In the context of an Ame Evriya and an Adon and a Ben, is there parallel? Right? Can you say Hariyam Kudeshously when you do Yud, or Dafka, do you say Hariyam Miyuedesli? Rashi uses the Lashon of Miyuedesli, the Rambam says Bukudeshes, I think, if I remember. Up until now, she was an Amma, and now you have to show that she's a wife. So, laharos la shame'ata haylo leisho machaseuta bebigdo. Laharos sheshnehem shavim miskasim miksus echad kiminagish veishto. So that's kind of related to the minag of some to put a talus over the chasan and the kala. Again, all of this has a basis. V'chein rush shakara es amasa lakecha rentori continues. But either way, this is an idea. We've noted in the past. Kiddushin, what exactly is Kiddushin? That's very clear. First Mishnah, Kesef Shtar and Bia. What's Nisuin? Very unclear. The Gemara does not say clearly, what is Nisuin or Chuppah? What is it? So we do seven different opinions of the Rishonim, and we do all of them. Just to cover ourselves, we do all of them. Some say it's what we call the canopy. Some say it's makam yuchad. It's the where they eat, and everybody realizes that they're the chasar and the kala. Everybody has the table in the middle. Some say it's the sheva brachas. The Rambam says it's the yichud roi labia, and some rishonim say it's the badekin. Some say it's the badekin. Tosas rid the Mordechai. Some say it's the badekin. Some are makpit to have eitim at the badekin. That's a chumra al gabe chumra. Right? Number one, to assume that the badekin is chuppah. And number two, to say that you need eidei chuppah. That's not clear at all. That you would need eidei kiyum for chuppah. You need eidei kiyum for kiddushin. To say that you need eidei kiyum for chuppah is a chumra al gabe chumra. And that's also, they say, related to the eidei yichud. We are machmir for eidei yichud. So we're being machmir like the Rambam Shita that it's, you need eidei kiyum for chuppah, but the Rambam himself never quotes eidei kiyum for chuppah. So that's the Raivit. So we're putting a Rambam and a Raivit together. The Rambam Shita that chuppah, that yichud is chuppah, and the Raivit Shita that you need eidei kiyum for chuppah. So that's the minhag. The minhag of Ashkenazim is to have eidim for the yichud. But again, the badekin is another chumrah. It's also an added chumrah. Maybe it's a triple chumrah because there's the suffix of the Mishnah Malach in Hilchas Isha's Perak Yud. Are you allowed to have chuppah nisuin before kiddushin? Does that work? Right. Usually the proper process is kiddushin and then nisuin. But if I assume that that's nisuin, so that's not so clear if that works. That's the Mishnah Malach suffix. Nistapakti iba inan sheyu kiddushin kod mal chuppah. Avalom kod ma chuppah af sheacher kach kideish bikamachom.
So that's the end. He says, "Lachar atzada rishon nireh yoser." I think like the first sad, meaning you need the order because they perform different functions. Kiddushin is more of a legal kinyan, while nisuin is more of a experience. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Why is it so not clear what chuppah is? Because kiddushin is a formal maisa kinyan. Whatever kinyan means, kesef shtar bia. But chuppah, it's more about acting married. Acting married. So acting married is the marriage. That is the marriage. Right? So how do you act married? If you're together under a canopy and you're like special. If you have yichud, right? If people are blessing you, you act like a couple. These are all different ways to reflect it. Mashal, just as a mashal, it's not an exact mashal. Kinyanim, kinyan chazaka. Kinyan chazaka is the most versatile kinyan in that it takes 10 different versions. Mishicha, I pull something. Hagbah, I pick something up. What's a kinyan chazaka? I dig, I lock the door, I open the door, I spread out my fruit. I there's so many different ways that I could do a kinyan chazaka. Why? Because kinyan chazaka is horaz bailus. It's a reflection of what an owner would do. If you reflect what an owner would do, that makes you the owner. That's the kinyan chazaka. So here, if you act like a husband and wife, you are a husband and wife. Right? That itself makes you a husband and wife. So kinyan chazaka is similar in that way to what marriage is in, there's no connection conceptually between a kinyan chazaka and chuppah, chas v'shalom. But, in lamdis, conceptually, they are, parallel in a certain sense. Okay, let's continue. Maybe just quote one line of the Rambam. We're not doing Yiyu now. But one line of the Rambam. The Rambam has a very interesting line in Hilchos Malachim, where the Rambam says, in the context of Pilegesh, big sugya in Rishonim, Pilegesh, when is a Pilegesh mutter or not? Is a Pilegesh a good idea or not? So the Rambam says, a Pilegesh is usur, except to a king. That's the Rambam Shita, unique amongst Rishonim. The Rambam says, in Hilchos Malachim, that's why it's there in Perek Dalid, that a head yod is not allowed to have a pilegesh. David HaMelech and Shlomo HaMelech, but a head yod cannot have a pilegesh. But a king can have. Aval head yod has a pilegesh, with one exception. Oma Ivriya Achar Yud. That's what the Rambam calls pilegesh. Right? A head yod is not allowed to have a pilegesh, a concubine, unless it's Oma Ivriya Achar Yud. That's pilegesh. That's Oma Ivriya Achar Yud. That's a different halachic construct. What does that have to do with Pilegesh? But that's the Rambam's Lashon. He says, only a king is allowed to have a Pilegesh, aval ahed yod osav a Pilegesh, ela ba'am evriya belvad achar yud. So that's a line just to leave, but to be aware of that Rambam. Let's continue. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel says, halacha like Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon said, Darv Shem Miskavet is mutter. Right? You're allowed to do the hakazas dam. Just try not to make a mum. So Mazel Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Hey, Rabbi Shimon. Which Rabbi Shimon is Shmuel saying the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon? Ilimer Rabbi Shimon demas nisan. So is it the Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah? Ad hashto lo hashmin and Shmuel. Darav Shimon is kavin mutter. We don't know from elsewhere that Shmuel holds like Rabbi Shimon. V'har Rabbi Chia bar Ashi amarav halacha Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Chanan bar Ashi amar Shmuel halacha Rabbi Shimon. We already know. Rav Chia bar Avin, Masi below Gavri. He just said the names. Rav, Amar, Halacha, Rav Yehuda, Shmuel, Amar, Halacha, Rav Shimon. So we already know that Shmuel holds Darv Shem Miskavin is mutter like Rav Shimon. So what did he add here? So El Rav Shimon Debraisa. The Chiddush is Rav Shimon Debraisa. Not only is Darv Shem Miskavin mutter, but if you made a mum, you could eat the animal based on, and you could shech the animal based on this mum. That's an added point. Not only is it mutter, but even if it came out, you're allowed to get hana. Rav Shisha, Breder Rav Idi, Masi Lo Behedya, Amar Rav Yudah, Mishmuel, Lachok, Rav Shimon, Debraisa. Right, and that is what the Rashi that we quoted yesterday, that's right here, Rashi says, since you didn't have kavana to do this malacha, so then do this Avera, that's why Lo Kansin Anle. We're not Konesem. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurim is Beach, in Aleph, Zayin, and Ches, the Rambam says, so Lamaisa, what about Matal Mum? Matal Mum Bekarshan, the Rambam Paschal, you get Malchus. The Rambam Paskins, a middle approach, which bothers the Achronim. When we have a Beis HaMikdash, there's an Issa D'Oraisa with Malkus, if I'm Matal Mum B'Kadshim. Aval Bizman Hazeh, what should the Rambam say? Bizman Hazeh, it's not Rois, therefore there's no Isser. The Rambam doesn't say that. So the Achronim wonder, where did that? How do you get that? Is it daraisa or is it not daraisa bizman hazeh? If you need royal karbans, then it has to be only bizman hamikdash. And outside of the bizman hamikdash, then it is not roy. So the Rambam paskins, no, there's a daraisa without malchus. So the Stifler talks about this in one place. There must be something that applies even shalom bizman hamikdash, and something the malchus, the full fledged isser, is only bizman hamikdash. But even shalom bizman hamikdash, it's still daraisa. The Rambam is clear; it's still daraisa. You just don't get malchus, which is a difficult shita to understand.
why it would still be daraisa. So fine, the pasuk only applies to Zana Mikdash. So is the daraisa still included or not? Okay, but that's the Rambam's shita. And remember the Rush that we said yesterday, also related to this, where the Rush says if there's an animal that has a mum over, then there's no daraisa to make it into a mum kavua. That was the Rush's chiddush, and we said that maybe the Rambam and others would not agree to that. But that was the Rush here in our Gemara. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Hatzorim ozen bebechar. Again, continuing. We're in Maseches Becharos. We're still talking about Bechar. Hatzorim ozen bebechar. If somebody makes a mum, right, he does something to the ear. Either he slits or he cuts. He makes a mum in a Bechar. Hareza lo yishchot olamis, divrei Rabbi Eliezer, where we fine him and say, he can never shecht and eat this animal. Right, you think you're helping yourself out. You're making a mum. No, lo yishchod olam esir Rebbe Eliezer. The Chacham Omrim, no. Chacham say, no, we don't give you, you're not allowed to get benefit from what you did, but no lo mum acher yishchod olav. If another mum sprouts up somehow that you had nothing to do with, then you can shech the animal, shech the bechar based on this. Who is the subject in the Mishnah? Rashi, Kohen Kamairi. Rashi says we're talking about the Kohen. The Kohen is Chashid, he's the one that has it. Sounds like from Rashi. Let's say the Yisrael has it before he gives it to the Kohen. And the Yisrael makes a mum. So then the Kohen, there wouldn't be a fine? That's what it sounds like from Rashi. There wouldn't be a fine. It's only to this person. What if the Yisrael did it for the Kohen? Right? The Kohen's his friend. And he wants to give it a mum. Sounds like from Rashi. No, only a Kohen. Rabbi Gershom says, no, only a Yisrael also. Yisrael too, before he gives it. The Rambam does not quote any chilukim. The Rambam doesn't mention Yisrael or Kohen. The Ar Sameach and Hilchos Bechoros talks about the Svara for Rashi. Why would we say that it would only be a Kohen and not a Yisrael? Right? In Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, the Ar Sameach here talks about the Shita of Rashi. He says, V'nira bidvarav, dimasa ha-Yisrael bomum yishchod alav Kohen, to the Kohen lo kantu avar Yisrael. V'tzorach lomar, Dishaini miktanim v'ovde gililim. Dinis kavnu lahatir to asur chachamim. On tomorrow's daf, we're going to see if he tells a goy, we said that, remember, Grom is included, daraisa. Maybe Amir Lakim is also included. Why is this any worse than Amir Lakim? If a goy does it for me, it's going to be asur. The Rabbanan are going to fine us, as we'll see on tomorrow's daf, and another Yisrael is not, says the Arsameach, because another Yisrael is an independent entity. He won't be looked at as my yad. Mashayin Kain, maybe a goy. Mishum de lab and echiuvaninu, imken yatilu mumi bechala becharos, balachink de lemigdar milsa, she yizaru akonim bibacharayim asru chachamim lishchod amumze. Avo Yisrael gadol de bar chiuva, umuzar baatsmal al talas mum, rachmana gadra baado, rachaniknozo social yishchod alav, zedafka bekoin atsmo, sharavita bamum, avo mishum Yisrael, lo kansuhu lekohain. De li Yisrael, aim seda bazeshal yishchod alav. Fechulu, so that's the, again, the Arsameach points out that diuk in Rashi. So Rabbi Eliezer finds him forever, and the Chachamim do not. Umi kan is Rabbi Eliezer la'olam? Does Rabbi Eliezer do that? Does he fine people? If people do averas, does he fine them forever? V'ramini, but didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Meseches Nigaim, Misha Haisa lo Baheres, somebody has a tzara spot. We know there's an Issa Daraisa. He shut to cut off a tzara spot. He shamer b'nega ha-tzaras. L'shmar b'odol asos. The Ramban counts that even as Zahor, as a Mrs. Asay, to remember Miriam. But at least here, everybody holds that this is the rise of the cut off at Sarah's spot. So what if somebody did? What if somebody did? I'm sorry. It got cut off. That's the first case. It got cut off somehow. So Tar, that's okay. So that's removed, and you don't have a Sarah spot anymore. But if you dafka cut it off, you violated the Isidaraisa of cutting off a tzara spot. So does that help you? So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, l'kishiva lo nega acher, yitar himenu. So what you did doesn't help you, but if you ever get another tzara spot, and then you're tar from that tzara spot, so then you'll be tar from the first spot also. So that is what we at least do for you. V'chachamim omrim, the chachamim say, right, that's what Rashi says. Di'igloi milsa, di'havi kamaisa mitzinami kihai. We can take the message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you made the second Sarah spot tar, then the first one would have been tar also. V'chacham omrim, no. Ajitivach bakulo. You have to wait until you get Saras all over your body. Because then, even if you would still have that first spot here, all over the body, we know, parach bakulo, tahor. O shetima'id baherto mikagris. That is a challenging line to understand. It's not in certain original versions of the Mishnah. What does that mean? Or else it's less than a gris.
What do you mean less than a gris? When now it's not there, you cut it off. What do you mean it's less than a gris? So Rashi says, it became less than a gris before you cut it off. But what does that mean? It was already Torah then. No, unless there's an isser to cut off even a tahar tzara spot. That's a discussion. Tosfos says, if you cut off, Tosfos right here, in Acha Tifrach, you cut it off, you cut it off to make it less than a gris. And then, right? You cut off, and now it's less than a gris. And now it gets better so that even if you hadn't cut off, what would have been left is less than a gris. So, different pshatim trying to figure out what that line means exactly. But either way, what do you see from this, that Rabbi Eliezer is not konis forever? He says, right, when you get another tzara spot to get better from that, then you're good. The chachamim have a much longer knas. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Rav Yossi, Damri Travayu, that there's a difference. Kikan is Rabbi Eliezer b'mamona. When does Rabbi Eliezer find you forever in our context by Bechar? By your assets, by your mamon. B'gufa lo konis, but by your body he's not konis. Why? The Gemara explains. B'mamono ikalameimar adasi lemevin. By mamon, we could say asi lemevid. What does that mean? Rashi says there's a miman of shach. Rashi says there's a miman of shach that the person thinks to himself, I'll put a mum in it. So, a miman of shach. If the rabbanan say, I could shech the base on this mum, great. And if not, I have to wait for another mum anyway, so I'm not losing anything. So in that case, rabbanan find you. Because you're going to say that miman of shach, so we have to prevent you from doing something. So we say, you know what, if you do it, it's usher forever. But gufo mikla meimer dasi lemeva, there's no miman of shach by the guf. Because, what, you're going to cut it off? You might not ever get another tzara spot. So you don't have a miman of shach that it's going to happen anyway. So that's why there's less danger. It's too risky for you. And that's why you're not going to do it. And that's why we don't have to fine you forever. So that's the answer to the stira in Rabbi Eliezer. Amar Rava, Rabbi Eliezer, kasha, Drabbanan, lo kasha. But the Rabbanan also have a stira. Right, in our Mishnah, they don't find forever, and by Tzaras, they do find forever. So, Ella, Drebelezer, Lokasha, Kiddushanina, that we already explained. Rabbanan, Drebanan, Nami, Lokasha, Hacha, Bimaidavad Kansuha, Hacha, Bimaidavad Kansuha. The Rabbanan find him in the act, and on the act that he did. In other words, Bimai, Ichavein, Lemishrei, Bahaimuma. By Bechor, what did he want to do? He wanted to get matired with this mum. So you know what we say? It's not matired by this mum. Bahaimuma kansua rabbanan to Bahaimuma lo lishterile. He wanted to get matired with this mum, so we say it's not going to work, and therefore you have to wait for another mum. That's why it's not forever. Vehachav my David kansua. What did he want to do? Ichavin l'turei nafshi b'hai ketzitza. He wanted to become tahar with this cutting off. We say b'hai ketzitza kansua rabbanan. The rabbanan say no. This ketzitza will not matter you. You have to let it become tahar, but it's never going to become tahar because you cut it off. That's your problem. That's your problem because, you know, this ketzitza, you didn't want this nega to be mitame you. This nega is mitame you. It's ke'ilu, it's there. And that's why the only way to solve the problem is if it gets too small, right? Like the case of the miyut baharis, or if your whole body becomes covered in tzaras, right? Remember, that's the somewhat against logic idea that if I have tzaras over 99% of my body, I'm tameh. The second I get it over 100%, I'm tahar. Right, so why should that be? Like the Sanhedrin, the Gemara compares it in one place. The Sanhedrin, if all 71 rabbis say one thing, all 23 say, so then you let him off. So one of the Bali Musar suggests, I think Rav Sternbach quotes this in one of his Sfarim. Because Tzaras is for a number of errors, but most famously, Lashon Hara. What's Lashon Hara? I take one thing about a person, something that he did wrong, something that he did, and I label the person. And that whole person is labeled because of that one act that he did. I like call him and I label. That's what Lashon Hara is. That's what Tzaras is. Tzaras is you have one spot, you're labeled. You're a Tzarua. Just one spot. And then your whole essence is labeled. So if your entire body is covered, it must not be Tzaras. Because the whole message of Tzaras is a parallel to Lashon Hara, that part of you has this, so we label your whole thing. But if Lamaisa, your whole body is covered, it must be something else. That's why Taharu. Okay. Boy, Rav Papa. Rav Papa wonders when the Rabbi Eliezer says that if you get another tzara spot, the first one is tahar. Does that mean when you get the spot or when you're tahar from that new spot?
Baira papa, yitartznan, ovi yitartznan. Lamai nafgamina, because sometimes maybe you'll get a spot, but there'll be a delay in terms of being metame and metara that spot. So for example, l'chasan shenira lo nega. A chasan we know who gets a nega, titznan, chasan shenira lo nega, bo nega, nosan lo zayin yamim. Right, a chasan during Sheva Brachas does not have to show his nega spot to the Kohen. Lo ulis taliso v'leksuso. Him or his beged or his clothing, there's another girsa about his house, whatever it is, but there's a delay. V'chein beregel, nosan lo kol yimei regel, also on yantif. Also on Yantif. So maybe what if somebody gets, if this guy who cut off his spot gets another spot, but he's a chasan, or it's Yantif. So Iyamit Yitar Tnan. So if you, we have the gears of Yitar, so Mikamaisa Torle, Labarbaisa Natron Lezayin Yimei Mishta. So Yitar means he becomes Torah the second that he gets the second spot. So then, in this case, he'd be Torah from the first one, even though he has to still wait for the second one. El Iyamit Vi Yitar Tnan, only when he becomes Torah from the second spot, Sof Sof, Kilo Mitami Labasraisa, Humitame Vikoi Mikamaisa. He's still Tami from the first one, until you become Torah from the second one. So my Teku, no answer to that question. Period. Boy minei, Rabbi Yirmiya, mei, Rabbi Zera. The question, the Rishonim, who is this question on? Rashi says, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who gives a fine forever. Not 100% clear. Hatzorim ozim bibachar bames. Ma'o liknos b'no acharav. This knas, that we find the person who cut off the, who made a mum in the bechar. Do we find only him, or if he dies, do we find his son also? Does his son also have to wait for another mum? Imp or forever? If we know in a totally different context from Maseches Gittin, if somebody sells their Eved to a guy and then he dies, and we, if he hadn't died, we fine him to buy back his Eved even 10 times the price. So do we make that fine for the son too? Maybe we would fine the son there because every day that the Eved is by the guy, he's mufka from mitzvos. But maybe here, you wouldn't have that svara. Imtim Salomar, Kivin Lamalachta Bamoed, and another context where we find where somebody Dafka waited to do certain malachas on Chalamoed, which Ranan is not allowed to do, Vamesa, then he dies. Lokanasa Bno Achara, maybe there we don't find the son, Mishum Delo Avda Li Sura, he died before Yantif. And now the son is stuck, so maybe there we won't find because Lamaisa, nothing also was done by the father. Right, he was planning to do it. So maybe by Mocher Avdol of Kochavim, there we do find. Here we don't find. Hacha Mai. So what about here? By the Bechar case. L'dide Kansur Abanan Vahalesa. Maybe we only find him and he's not around anymore if he dies. Al Dilma Limamoni Kansur Abanan Vahaisa. Or we find the Chefsa of the Bechar, not the Gavra of the person who did it. Vahaisa and the Chefsa is here. So that is the question. So Amarle, so we have two models, but maybe those two models are different. You can't compare either to the case of Mocher Avdol Agoy or the case of Kivein Malachtecho Bimoed. By the way, that's the Kimalta Malawait is the other time, we mentioned this a few days ago, the other time in Shas where the Gemara has the Lashon of Masar Kazal HaChachamim. Right, the other time is right here, we had it back on Daf Chavav. The case of holding on to the Bechar before you give it to the Kohen. Two places, so we have it within 10 blot of each other. So, do you find him? So, Amar Le Tani Tua. Didn't we learn it in the following source, Sada Shinis Kavtza in the Mishnah in Shvias. Sada Shinis Kavtza B'Shvias, a Sada that you took out the thorns in Shemitah, Tizara L'motzei Shvias. That, even though, you know, that, you know, we're not going to find him because you didn't do an Avodah Chashuva during Shemitah, even though you did work the land somewhat, but we're not going to find you in Motzei Shvias. Nitaiva, but if you fertilized it, Nidaira, or you, another way of fertilizing it, you put the animals there, Lo Tizor, Motzei Shvias, we find you. V'yomar, Rev Yosi, Rev Chanina, Naktinan, Heitiva, Vameis, Benozara. But if you, the father did it, we're not going to find the child. We don't think there's a fundamental distinction between the Shemitah case and this case, and therefore we say you would only find him and not the son. Tosfos wonders, isn't this, this tiyuv or whatever you're doing, hetiva, isn't that an issa d'rabbanan? Right, there's only certain malachas that are usher during Shemitah d'araisa. So how could you bring a proof from a violation of a derabbanan where we don't find to the issa daraisa vatalas mum, which is by bechor, which is daraisa? So Tosfos wonders that. You know, how do you bring a raya to that? So Tosfos says on the bottom, v'yishlomer the kasover shoroi lahakmer b'shvius Yoser Mikulam. Kedama Bekidushin Kama Kosha Afka Shal Shvias.
A Drabanan by Shmita is very chamor. Even though it's Drabanan, it's enough to parallel that to a D'Oraisa, even outside that context. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Amar Avaya, Melashem, we will continue again today's, this month's learning is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Yitzchak Aryeh, Menachem Mendel, Mr. Leo Schachter, sponsored by the family. Okay, we'll stop.